talking to Rosa Park. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Rosa Park from Singapore Dance Theatre, and I'm working here as a senior dancer. Nice to meet you.
And can you tell us about the Nutcracker production from 2011 that you're going to restage at the end of this year?
Right, Nutcracker has been originally made like 1890 something, sorry. And it's been restaging a lot until now. And the one we're gonna do this year, and we did on 2011, is from Yannick Shergen, and it's based on Asia, Shanghai. So that's the unique part of our Nutcracker.
And how has this come across in the ballet? What's different about your version?
Like other Nutcrackers, it's based on Asia. So in Act One, this like backstage scene is a market, just the street. So people, you can see people buying gift for families, and you can see an Asian shopkeeper cleaning up his shop, and yeah, that's the different part of this Nutcracker.
And what about your role in this version?
Yes, usually other Nutcrackers, they have Clara or Marie. She's the main role, and she gets to dance the main pas de deux in Act Two. But in this Nutcracker, Marie and Clara, they come out together. Marie is the bigger sister who is going to dance the main pas de deux in Act Two, and that will be called the Sugar Plum Fairy. And she has a younger sister watching her from Act One carry on to Act Two, named Clara.
And what about the prince?
The prince. In Act One, she gets a gift, the Nutcracker doll. She gets a gift, and in her dreams, that Nutcracker becomes the prince, and the prince will dance with Marie in Act Two, and Clara, she will be watching her sister dance.
And tell us a little bit about the process of rehearsing the dance. What happens in each act? In each act, what about the rehearsal process?
Right. Act One is mainly about acting. It's just storytelling, not much dancing. And Act Two would be all the divertissements and dances. So Act Two is rather okay because we always dance and train classical ballet movements, so we just need to carry on, put some spice in the dance. But in Act One, it's mainly acting and storytelling, so that's more harder for us to practice.
Okay, and what about other characters in the dance? Like you have working with children and some adults?
Yes. Like, not like other Swan Lake, Romeo and Juliet or other products, Nutcracker has, because it's a ballet for children and family, there's more students and children who get involved in this performance. So it's not just about the company dancers rehearsing. We have to take care of the students and lead the performance rehearsal, so it's a bit more difficult but also very fun because it brings back our old memories. And yeah.
So tell me a little bit about you as a dancer coming up through the ranks doing Nutcracker.
Yes, I've been doing Nutcracker since I was 13, and Nutcracker was my first ballet I got to go in the theater and watch because of the age limits in theaters. I think most of the children can watch Nutcracker as their first ballet, same with me. And 13 was my first time going on stage as Clara, and then Nutcracker was my first piece to be on stage as a professional dancer. And I got to dance my first principal role as Mari, Sugar Plum, in Nutcracker. And when it's time that Nutcracker no longer looks good on me, it's time for me to get off stage.
And tell us a little bit about the character dances in Nutcracker. Mm. You know, within, is there more emphasis on Asian dance? For
yes, those? Because Yannick's version is based on Shanghai, and he's trying to put more Asian in this Nutcracker. In Act Two, there's this Chinese dance, and he put a red long scarf using to show more Chinese traditional dance in it, and I think it's really, really raw, really Chinese dance in point shoes for his production.
And what about some of the other dances?
Other dancing, he quite kept it, like other Arabian or Russian dances. Yeah, we tried to keep their taste.
Okay, and do you think because this is set in Asia, it resonates better with local audiences? Does it change?
Yes, I think it's more friendly to the audience, for Asian audience, because the fabrics, we have like dragon patterns, and trying to make it look, the atmosphere, it's more Asian family, like housings or clothes or streets, it's more Asian than other Nutcrackers.
So the sets, costumes, lighting, everything is
yes,
changing.
more Asian, like there's no fancy big Christmas trees or shops and lightings and stuff, but it's very, how can I say it? Like very zen, like, I don't know.
Okay.